This podcast replay is brought to you by HialeahParkCasino.com, your entertainment destination. Casino, poker, dining, and simulcast racing so you can wager on some of the best tracks in the country. Go to HialeahParkCasino.com to sign up for promotions, giveaways, and events.
Alrighty, welcome aboard. Time to rock and roll, but we do it now in the afternoon, baby. Yes. How y'all doing out there? We are at Hialeah Park. This will be the new tradition on Thursday afternoons. We'll do a little morning hit sometimes, and today we did. By the way, we did a nice hour of sports talk, a nice easy hour of sports talk. I promised you we're going to get a little preview of the Dolphins and the Bills. Our boy Jay Skursky from the Buffalo News is going to stop by at 4:30 to talk a little bit about that. Alan Pupar, Sports Illustrated, and our EJDConstruction.com Miami Dolphins report will be at 5 o'clock. So we'll have some fun with that. I'm sure we'll talk a lot of Dolphins. Heat, we're getting ready for Media Day on Monday. We'll be out there on Monday for Media Day, so we'll get to see the players and the coaches and all that good stuff. So we'll have a whole bunch of interviews for you from the players and the coach and all that on our platform on Monday. So we'll have a little fun with that. But obviously, we got a big, big weekend with the Dolphins and the Bills on Sunday coming up. Tomorrow, we'll preview everything. Saturday, remember, we will have our pre- and post-game show for the Canes and Middle Tennessee. Mike McCoy and myself will get that going for you, along with Sean Stanley, of course, and the C-Man. So we will rock that on Saturday. And then on Sunday, we will be back to do your pre- and post-game show to get you ready for the Bills and the Dolphins. And as always, we'll have Tua's press conference. We'll have Mike McDaniel's press conference. Cameron Wolf from ESPN will join us from the locker rooms. Cam from NFL Network, Marcel Louis-Jacques from ESPN will join us from the locker rooms also with live reports. So we'll have every angle of that game covered for you. Big, big game overall. And looking forward to talking to Jay Skursky at 4:30 from the Buffalo News. I've known Jay for, 15 years or something like that. And he does a great job of covering the Bills for the Buffalo News. So we will talk to Jay and get his preview. I saw where Jordan Poyer and Micah Hyde did not practice on Thursday. Poyer had a little bit of limited action on Wednesday, but was held out on Thursday. And Micah and that other kid, the young kid, got injured with neck injuries, and they left in that game. So we'll see how injured or how healthy Buffalo will be when they take the field on Sunday. Miami also will be missing a couple of people, too, as they are a little banged up also, but should be a hell of a lot of fun. So apparently the Ime Udoka story is just like taking over, huh? That's people talking a lot about the Celtics coach. And I got to tell you something. I'm disappointed in the guy, because he's got Nia Long in bed. And really? And look, I know the saying, show me a fine woman and I'll show you the guy that's tired of sleeping with her and all that. It's a little more blunt, the saying, when guys are saying it to other guys. I understand all of that. And let me tell you something. I understand his suspension. I do. I completely understand. Dude, we impeached the president for this. You know, it's pretty simple, man. Don't shit where you eat. That's all. You know? And if the rule is there and you break it, the problem is when you do those things, you put everybody in an uncomfortable situation at work. Then you also open Pandora's box, because then other people want to do it. But then when there are disagreements or breakups, then within the employees, are you choosing sides? Are you creating problems? And that's the problem in the workplace when that happens. You put things at risk. You know, there are companies that if you want to get together, they'll tell you, okay, great, one of you has to quit now. You know that, right? That's how they do it. And maybe that's what they should do, the problem is that he's married. And by the way, do we know if the woman's married also? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I know they've thrown names out there, but it's been inaccurate. I'm not just going to add to the fuel and throw names out there when you shouldn't. You know what I mean? We don't even know. And listen, it's none of my business what Udoko does. Maybe he doesn't love Nia Long anymore. Maybe they don't have any sex. Maybe she's a bitch behind the scenes. Maybe he's just an a-hole. I don't know what their relationship is like. But, dude, you know you're working there. Yeah, you're making a lot of money. Make her quit. Oh, you can't? Well, then don't have the relationship. But if the rule is there, you know, for the people that are like, oh, I don't care, and oh, they shouldn't suspend them and this and that. Rule is there, man. And the problem is most of you don't own businesses. And then most of you are never willing to put yourself in somebody else's shoes. Okay? Because that's what you got to do a lot of times. Put yourself in somebody else's shoes and see what position are they in. And so now you have put the employees and you have put the employer, Emei Udoko, you have put them in a difficult position. Because now what happens if there's problems between you two and you're married? And I got to say something. This guy screws it up with Nia Long and they choke out in the playoffs. It's a hell of a year for him. Nia Long is fine, bro. She's a beautiful woman. Wonder what's up with that relationship. Damn. That's one I'd like to keep happy. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. It's just weird. But I have no problems with this. And I'm not. And by the way, this is not coming from Heat fan wanting to see the Celtics get weakened, right? Because they already lost Danilo Gallinari for the year, right? So that was already a screw-up for them. They signed a free agent that now they lost for the year, so they lose that shooter. That hurts them. And obviously, Udoko made a difference in that team last year over Brad Stevens. And I mean, really, that team was a lot tougher under Udoko than it was under Stevens. But don't shit where you eat. It's pretty simple, man. And if the rules are there, they're there for a reason. Because that creates a problem for everybody else. So I really have no issues with it if he's suspended. I have no issues if they fire him. To be quite honest. No issues whatsoever with that. None. I get it. Totally understand. You put people in a very difficult position for your selfishness. You know? And if you two really care for each other, then somebody quits. Somebody leaves. So, I mean, if you care for each other, right? I mean, if you know, that's what relationships are. Besides commitment, there's sacrifice. There's compromise. If there is no sacrifice and there is no compromise, there is no relationship. You do know that, right? So, those two are adults. I don't know if she's married or not, but he is. Okay, so then you should make the decision of, hey, man, you know what? Let me get my divorce and let's decide on what we're going to do because this is wrong in our job. So this is going to be a problem for you and for me. And we all know he's the head coach. He's going to survive any of this more than she is. Even if he gets suspended, he's not going to lose his job. He'll come back. She probably will lose her job. So instead of going through the embarrassment, instead of getting busted, right, through all of this, then you two, if you're really adults and you're smart about it, then you make the sacrifices. You compromise. Then you have a real relationship. I don't know. I mean, I've been in a relationship for 30-something years. There has to be compromise. There has to be a meeting of the minds halfway. It's not just about, oh, I love you. So, I'm just saying, I have no problem with that case. And Odoko's an idiot, is what he is. He's thinking with the member instead of with his mind. And that's a problem. All right. Good afternoon, Big O. Let's get this show started. Keep quieting the Tua haters. Yeah, we did that for an hour today. We had several rants in the 11 o'clock hour today. If you didn't get the show, it's there. You do have an hour already that we put up. Damn it, Big O. It's about time this afternoon crap sucks. Big O watching from Albuquerque, New Mexico. Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it. Is it the Jesse? The Hesse? The Hesse? I'm not exactly sure. I don't know how you pronounce that. Huh? You think it's just Jesse and then it's D, Jesse? Okay. All right. All right. So he's probably named Jesse. Okay. All right. Lisa Rose is in from Bill's country. She's a Dolphins fan, just in case. Michael Cody, yes, thank you. Dane Jackson was the other young man. Poor kid, man. God, I feel bad for him. Good thing is he's fine. Good thing is he was able to walk out of that hospital, and it doesn't look like it's anything serious. Thank the Lord on that. Fins up, everybody. Ken Walker, greater good is in. Steven Allen, you are in. Thank you, my brother. Brian Walters, always locked in. Thank you, sir, for your loyalty. Big O, what do you think about the Jazz trade? That is crazy. Which is the Jazz trade? I got to look at it. What happened? Huh? Oh, they traded Bogdanovich to who? For Olynyk and it has to be draft picks. Oh, so it's not for Olynyk. That's salary or something. It has to have been some young player or draft picks, right? I don't even know. I didn't even know the trade, but I mean, Danny Ainge only wants young players or draft picks. I'm shocked if he didn't get one of those. He's a good shooter. Watching from Wales in the UK, smashing the like button. Thank you. Thank you, Big Mouth. Appreciate you. This Sunday has the feel of the 85 Bears versus Miami on Monday night. We need to make Hard Rock shake. Karen says, a receiver on Eisen's show. I saw that. Talked about McDaniel's coaching style. He made them. It's Hawkins. Andre Hawkins, I believe it was the young man's name. And, he was screaming from the top of the he tweeted out in 2019 that Mike McDaniels should be considered as a head coach and that he would be a great head coach. And apparently he was right. Frankie Fresco says, good afternoon, Big O. What do you think of making dolphin chants like in soccer, but only during the time the defense is on the field? I have no problem with that. That would be fantastic. What is it again?
Saban Lee.
Okay, must be some young kid they like.
S-A-B-E-N.
Must have been their first-round pick or something, or maybe some European player that they have the rights to that they drafted.
Says, underwhelming move for Jazz.
Yeah, because it does look underwhelming because I don't know anything about that kid. But again, I don't follow college basketball super heavy. And maybe he's a European kid, I don't know. But there must be something to that kid that they like. But, wow, they couldn't get a better deal than that for Bogdanovich? Wow, you would figure they'd get a couple picks. Checking in from H-Town. Thank you, Emilio. Ken Walker in, checking out in. Yader Castro. You think his name is DJ Essie. Okay.
Oh, okay, okay.
I got you, okay. All right, well. Thank you very much. Big O, you heard. Yeah, I just talked about the Celtics coach right now, sir. You can rewind just a little bit. I just talked about it right now. Cooling after mowing the lawn at 91 and brutal. I won't be mowing any lawns in my backyard with that artificial turf. Woo! Woo! And EJD started on the fence. Get to close out the yard soon. Love it. Steve says, I never saw in my lifetime for so much hate for Tua, and look what he did in his rookie year against Arizona and Kansas City Chiefs. Look what he did in the second year and right now going Fins. Steven, You have a major problem, sir. Okay, Stephen? Let me help you out, sir. You have too much common sense. In this world, they don't want common sense. They want to overreact. They want to go crazy. They don't want to really pay attention. They don't want you to... They don't want to hear you tell them, hey, dude, he has no offensive line. Hey, dude, he's got no running back. Yeah, I love the people that say, well, hey, Joe Burrow's line wasn't that good. You're right. And Joe Burrow's really good, by the way. He's a stud. But he had Joe Mixon and still has Joe Mixon. Miami doesn't have anything like Joe Mixon. Nothing close to Joe Mixon. Every little bit helps. And obviously his receiving corps was outstanding last year. Best receiving corps in the NFL. Tua didn't have that either. He had one receiver that he can count on. Nobody else. It's just, you know, Stephen, you're a smart guy. Common sense. This is not about smart and common sense. This is about overreacting and shock value or whatever, or laziness. Kyle says, love the State of Florida Gridiron Roundtable this week. So great to see the show continue to expand and evolve. Thank you very much. I thought it went really well. I thought it was like a really smooth show considering it was our first time, man. You did a great job, Sean, putting it all together, bro. So, Sean, as always, making sure everything is smooth. It was good. And the guys were terrific, man. Absolutely terrific. If you missed it, every week, 7 to 8 p.m., we have the State of Florida Gridiron Roundtable, Canes, Dolphins, and Seminoles Talk. And then from 8 to 9, Mike McCoy has the Miami Hurricanes watch. So two solid hours of college football talk. Check it out. And it's all there if you want to check it out on demand, as always. Rosendo says, good afternoon, Big O Nation. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh. So they are no longer two, but one flesh. Exactly. Exactly. And who doesn't want to be one flesh with Nia Long? I mean, Eme Udoka, come on, bro. That's Nia Long, bro. Come on, dude. What's wrong with you? That's one fine woman, man. Tell you. There's got to be some good men out there that would take care of Nia Long the right way. 3765 says, Big O, just finished my last service call just in time. Can't wait for Sunday. Fins up. Hails to the yeah. Michael Cody is in. Ray is in. He says, good afternoon, Big O. You playing the over in the Dolphins game? No. No. No, 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 no. But I did get him yesterday 6.5. I can already tell you that. Okay? I'm taking the Dolphins plus the points. What the hell? What the hell? Do they have a shot to win? Yeah, they got a shot. Is Buffalo the better team? Obviously. They're the best team in the NFL, probably. If not the second best, I don't know who else you want to put up there, you know, whatever. But I'll tell you this, this Dolphin team has a better chance than any of the Dolphin teams the last couple of years. Jesus, those teams are terrible. So this one, at least, with this offense, I give them a puncher's chance at least, you know, and maybe keep it respectable. Listen, that's all the Dolphins really have to do for me this week. Of course I want them to win. Nothing would make me happier than to watch them win, Tua ball out, Tyreek tear it up, Jalen Phillips to pick up a couple sacks, knock the crap out of Josh Allen. Of course I would love all of that, okay? But you're 2-0, right? The Bengals are very beatable. They're back to being kind of the Bungles as it is, right? So you can end up 3-1 in your first four games that everybody thought it was going to be terrible. As long as you put up a respectable performance that you can lose by a score, but play a good game, I think the Dolphin Nation will feel really good because as the season goes on, maybe you got a better shot at taking them out down the line. But what you can't do on Sunday, it can't be 45-10. It can't be 30-6. That can't happen. You know why? Because then you question the first two games as an aberration. And then you say, well, maybe they're not that good, man. Maybe they just got to – maybe Baltimore's really not that good and the Patriots are – the Patriots do look bad, by the way. Let's be honest now. The Patriots look bad, but they have to have a respectable performance this week. That's how you justify this. But what I love is that McDaniel sent an indirect message to his team. And while McDaniel's the cool cat with the jokes and all that kind of stuff, and they asked him about the challenge of Buffalo, he said, well, the only way you become good is by beating the good teams. It's pretty simple, right? There's not a lot of confusion there. It's an obvious statement, and that's what he's telling his team. 2-0 don't mean shit. Beating Buffalo means something. That's kind of what he's telling them. And so they are they are the standard right now in the NFL, the Bills. They're not just the standard in the AFC East. They're the standard in the NFL. When people look around the NFL and they say, who's got the better team or a chance at the Super Bowl, Buffalo is in that conversation every single time. And they should be. They've earned that right. They, for 5 years, they've been building this monster, and they are a monster. But this is your chance now to tame that monster. You know, somebody said, you know, Bears and Dolphins. And I was there at the Orange Bowl that day when the Bears came in undefeated and all that stuff. And this was later in the season. I believe the Bears were like 9-0, 10-0, 11-0 or something like that. It was later in the season when that loss came. So it was a bigger crescendo because by that time the Bears were like, okay, these guys are nasty. And it was. It was a nasty-ass defense. There's no doubt. But, here's your chance. Here's your chance to kind of break through. Here's the chance for you. Look, a lot of people have to shut up now about Tua, right? Because of the way he's playing now. Now the people that were questioning him have got to take a step back and say, well, maybe I'm wrong. Let's see if the kid continues to ball out. Okay. Fine. Well, the Dolphins have not convinced a damn person at all. Maybe the Dolphin Nation, you and I are pumped up about the team. We love what we're seeing, all that stuff. We're confident, all that. But on the periphery, they're, oh, nice job, guys. All right, now we got to see more of it. And everybody says, oh, well, they got Buffalo this week. That's your measuring stick. You've got to perform this week. And you're home. Monday night game for them, short week. They got some injuries. They've got to travel, and they're playing in your home at 1 o'clock in your humidity. You have every advantage possible. Plus, they haven't seen the whole offense. You've seen everything that Buffalo does. Everything's on tape for the last few years. There's only 2 weeks of tape on the Dolphins. So Mike McDaniel still has the element of surprise. So it gives you another advantage that you have going into this game because there is no book on Mike McDaniel yet as a head coach. You don't know his tendencies. You don't know what he likes to do in certain situations. The only thing you do know by now, if you haven't figured out, and if you haven't for the rest of the NFL and any coaches that might watch or anything like that, Mike McDaniel's got balls. Just want to remind you of that. Okay, he's got a set. So if it's third and short, fourth and short, and it's he'll take that chance. That's what I like. I do like that at least you don't have, see, that's my concern with the Canes and Mario Cristobal. This past week against Texas A&M, you were right there. Third and six, and you handed off the ball. You didn't put it in your player's best, in the hands of your best player. Like Denver did a week and a half ago. You're going to kick a 64-yard field goal and not give it to Russell Wilson. A money player that makes money plays his entire damn career. NC State, Wisconsin, Seattle. You're not going to put the ball in his hands? What are you, out of your mind? And I thought Mario did that this past week against Texas A&M. You're third and six right there on the goal line. I'm living and dying with Tyler Van Dyke. you don't get there much in that game. You don't have opportunities to score touchdowns. Score touchdowns. You settle for field goals, you lose in today's game. This isn't the 90s. Okay? We're not playing 3 yard in a cloud of dust football, and then we're playing, you know, tight games and fit. No. This is this defense is, all the rules are against the defense now. It's all about offense. And you got to score points. College or the NFL. You play Sperano football, you will end up on the losing end every single time. Rest in peace, Tony. Sorry, but I got to use you as an example always for field goals, since God bless you. You loved them too much. So McDaniel's got some balls. So on top of all the advantages that they have going into this game, and they're intangibles, most of them, right? And some of them are tangibles with the injuries. Buffalo is still the better team, but you do have advantages going into this game. You got to abuse those advantages and come up with one hell of a performance against the Bills. And if you do that, then that changes what people think about the Miami Dolphins now. And if they, even if they lose a close game by a point or 3 points or five or six, they're going to say, oh, you see that? Dolphins are for real, bro, because the Bills are badasses and they hung with them. They had a chance. That's kind of what you got to do, right? At the end of that game, you lost, but you're going to go back to a play or two and say, you're a play or two away from winning that game. That's how you're going to feel good about the Dolphins. And if they win, obviously, forget about it. The town's going to explode. Dolphin fans all over the world will be breaking TVs. Okay? Everybody will be, you know, going crazy. So, you know, we all know what happens with a win. It all depends on what kind of a loss, if you do suffer one, what kind of a loss is it? 855-912-1056. If you want to get in on the Welt and Rayom text line, that's 855-912-1056. If you want to get in on the Welt and Rayom text line. And, you know, we're a small business. And if you own a small business up there and you're gearing up trying to get the right people on your team, then you call our friends at LinkedIn. LinkedIn Jobs is here to make it nice and easy for you to talk to the people you want to talk to faster and for free. I mean, that's amazing. Create a job post in minutes on LinkedIn Jobs to reach your network and beyond to the world's largest professional network with over 810 million people, man. Then you can add the job and the purple hashtag hiring frame to your LinkedIn profile to spread the word that you're hiring so your network can help you find the right people to hire. Simple tools like screening questions, making it easy to focus on candidates with just the right skills and experience so you can quickly prioritize who you'd like to interview and even hire. This is why small businesses rate LinkedIn Jobs number one, baby, in delivering quality hires versus leading competitors. LinkedIn Jobs right now will help you find the candidates you want to talk to faster. Did you know every week nearly 40 million job seekers visit LinkedIn? Post your job for free at linkedin.com/bigO. That's linkedin.com/bigO to post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply. And visit the folks at LinkedIn and support the people that support our program. Thank you as always. Appreciate all of you out there. McDaniel shows us he's not scared of going for it on fourth down, and that's a big improvement for this team. Being able to convert third and fourth has boosted this team's success by leaps and bounds. It's a great point, Kevin, because that's also what I wanted Mario to do, instill confidence in your offense, into Tyler Van Dyke. There's a lot of uncertainty in that offense right now. Tyler's not as comfortable. He needs those kind of moments. You take the ball away from now, we're gonna kick it. You don't believe in me, huh? Well, we're going to run it. Yeah, you don't believe in me, huh? So I agree with you. And he believes in Tua. And he believes in the offense. So, yeah, I'm with you. It's important to instill confidence in your child. Seriously. In everyday life. You know, let's go back to relationships, right? Anybody that's married. Your wife comes, hey, how do you think I look? You look great, honey. You look fantastic. What are you going to you're going to tell her she looks like shit? Damn, that blouse is terrible, sweetheart. Oh, my God, those jeans are a little too tight there. I can see the zippers popping a little bit there. No. No. Not going to do that, right? You instill confidence in people. That's what you do. Your employees do a good job. If you're a good boss with some leadership skills, hey, thanks, man. That's a great job on your part. That's kind of what you do. And then your employee feels better about what they're doing. Nobody likes the boss that even when you do a good job, they want to find something else to complain. They think they're some football coach, right? That comes in after the win and, you know, they're all gruff and they're all like, yeah, nah, we could have done better here, there, whatever. You know, that. No. Confidence is important in everything. That's how you succeed. That's how you build a foundation. That's how you get to success. By people believing in you, and then you're able to believe in yourself. Think about what Tua's had to fight for 2 years. They did everything to absolutely crumble Tua's confidence. You had a head coach that hated him, a head coach that didn't want to draft him and wanted Jordan Love instead. Hell, the loser thought he could win with Jacoby Brissett over Tua. Think about how stupid that is. Okay? Now, think about this. You got two idiot owners trying to go get Tom Brady, which gets them suspended and gone, thank the Lord. Then you got the coach that hated Tua and didn't want him anyways, trying to get Deshaun Watson. Then you've got half the fan. Now, I'm going to go, what do you think, half the fan base didn't believe in Tua, or we're going to go with like 70% or 80%? It was larger than half. Yeah, 60-40. Okay, we'll go 60-40. So now the fan base doesn't believe in him. Then you've got all the media all over the place saying, well, he can't throw the ball. Well, no, he's too short. Well, they made a mistake, this, that, whatever. That kid for 2 years was so beaten down that most people would lose confidence. Joe Burrow just went off of Twitter this week because of the criticism of the Bengals the last 2 weeks. Tua's Twitter still going strong. Baker Mayfield lost his shit by hearing the word Watson. They weren't even trading for him at that time, if you remember. He demanded a trade from that second. Meanwhile, Tua had to hear Watson for 2 years. Stayed quiet. Just kept doing his work. Everything was done for 2 years to destroy Tua's confidence. Anybody that tells you that that kid is not mentally strong, you can look at him in the face and use everything I said, and then after, when you're done, you say, you're an idiot. Okay? He blows out his hip. 10 months later, he's on the field in the NFL playing. Oh, yeah, he lacks confidence. Oh, yeah. Brother, I couldn't go to work if I blew out my hip. I'd have trouble to take out the trash if I blew out my hip. This dude is ready to get sacked by Michael Brockers and get slammed to the ground. Everything was done to destroy that man's confidence. And guess what? Most humans might have caved in. So when they tell you he's not physically tough enough, sure, tell him he's got titanium ankles now because he blew out both ankles and had titanium wires wrapped up. Tell him that he came back from a hip surgery. Oh, by the way, big bad Justin Herbert, 6'5", with the beautiful locks, and he can throw the ball a mile. Oh, he's day-to-day right now with the bruised ribs. And there's Tua last year playing with fractured ribs and a fractured knuckle in his throwing hand. Yeah, no, he's not tough. Now, he's not mentally strong, and he's not tough. It's, you know, and it's right there. It's staring you in the face, and yet the stupid ass, idiotic narratives develop. Like, right in your face, it is staring you. Everything that young man has had to overcome to accomplish anything. By the way, football season is back. I see it there at Sports Grill. And during all NCAA and NFL games, folks, $1.50 Bud Light drafts. So tonight, if you go to any of the 7 locations, soon to be 8, Doral is not opened yet. They got new cocktails, $5 during the NCAA NFL games. Cherry lemonade and tailgate tea, $12 domestic pitchers. Bone-in wings are now 15% off. They've got the buttermilk chicken sandwich. And that thing is awesome. I love the buttermilk chicken sandwich. It is delicious. Monday, $7 single smash burger. Tuesdays, $2 tacos, chicken, beef, or fish. Wednesdays, kids eat free with the purchase of an adult entree. Sports Grill, baby. Check it out. 7 great locations. Go to the website at sportsgrill.com. Joe Burrow has blocked both Twitter and Instagram. He's doing more blocking than his offensive line. That's a good one, Ray. Let me tell you something. He has been sacked. I want to say it's something like 12 or 14 times in the first couple of weeks. The Dolphins are going to knock his ass around. He's going to feel like a ball in a pinball machine. You ever seen it when it's in, on the when hitting those bumpers? That's going to be Joe Burrow. Did you see Duvernay this past week for the Ravens, how the Dolphins put the Malachi crunch on him? For you old farts out there that know about the Happy Days era? Yeah. Well, they're going to put the Malachi crunch on Joe Burrow because that line ain't blocking anything, bro. It can't block a damn thing. Yeah, Burrow holds on to the ball. Well, so you better learn to get rid of it. You know, Tua has that issue too, and he's got to get rid of it. David Mauro says, Big O, question for any lawyers in the chat. Would Tua or the Dolphins have sufficient grounds to sue Flores for purposely trying to sabotage Tua so he could get his way? No, they can't, but it's funny. I hope we're not putting the cart ahead of the horse. Tua played amazingly, but it's one game 2 years aside from the Arizona game. And he played well in the Rams game. What was the other one? He's played well in several games, dude. He played well last week, actually, too. But here's the problem with that statement, Mo, and this is why I slam that statement every time. So for 2 years, everybody said he was a bust. Well, not everybody. A lot of you. So you're allowed to call him, you know, a bust and that he can't throw deep and whatever. But we can't say. By the way, Mo, if you listen to this show, did I not say he was a Pro Bowl quarterback? Did I not say you can win a championship with him while they were in the first 2 years, right? Okay, Mo. So I'm entitled to say whatever I want about Tua. You know why? Because I said he was going to be great before you even saw this. You know what I mean? So on this show, I've been consistent about Tua. I think I'm the guy that said, if you put Tua in Tennessee, they go farther than Tannehill. I think I'm the guy that said, if you put Tua in Minnesota, they're in the playoffs instead of Kirk Cousins. I don't know, but I think I said that if you put Tua in New Orleans, they're in the playoffs. I don't know. But if I said that in the first 2 years, I'm entitled to have some fun and brag now all I want. Every bit that I want to brag, I can brag, dude. Hails to the yeah. Carolina, Atlanta game, Panthers game. Yeah, exactly. There you go. Do these jeans make me look fat? Not the jeans. The difference is this year, a lot of people know how to cover Chase this year. And since Burrow is trying to throw it all the time to him, he's holding the ball longer. Okay. You know, Frankie, I can't really tell you you're right or wrong because I really haven't looked at those games. I've looked at the highlights, and they haven't looked as good. But you might be right. You never know. But they have two other receivers too, Frankie. They've got 3 excellent receivers. That's the weird part. Like, you have options. You don't have to lock in on one guy. You have 2 other guys that are super talented, man. You know, so I don't know. I get it. Chase is a stud, but the other 2 guys are really good receivers. Atlanta game showed Tua can do clutch drives to get the lead, which defense choked to lose the game. Yeah, you're right. Chargers, Bengals, he's had many games. Yeah, well, he outplayed Herbert in that game, right? They won. Buffalo is going to try to hurt Tua or Hill. I'm sure they try to hurt everybody, bro. They're a physical defense. They want to knock the crap out of you. You know? Good morning from Australia, Big O. Thank you, Marcus. Appreciate you checking us out. Down Under. Jaggernut says, for 2 years, Tua had no real weapons, and he still won many games. Sheesh. Some people are just dumb. Even Jimmy Johnson said, your QB will ever be as good as the weapons you surround him with. Yeah, it's funny. Meanwhile, what does he do to Marino? He took away all his weapons. So did you hear Jimmy Johnson say that in some Fox show or something? Because apparently he doesn't follow his own advice. Another vindictive little dude. Oh, I'm forced to keep Marino? Okay, if I'm forced to keep Marino, let me take Irving Fryer away from him. And let me take Byers and Kirby away from him. And let me take the audibles away from him. Let me weaken my quarterback.
He's gotten wiser in his years.
Oh, that's what it is. Okay. Okay.
Our little Key West sunshine on the brain.
I see. Okay. So Jimmy now is a little smarter. Okay. Kohu needs to get the start versus Gabriel Davis and put Needham back in the slot. Well, Eric, I think I said that 2 weeks ago. I said it in the postgame show. I said, hey, I've watched Kohu now for a month. He's the better athlete. You got to play him on the outside. You got to play Needham on the inside. I've been saying that for 2 weeks. What happened?
Yader put in there, Jimmy Johnson said that from personal experience.
Oh, experiments. Oh, okay. Yeah, probably. Yeah. Yeah, way to screw Marino. I'll never forgive him for that. Never. Big O, did you get Baldy's new breakdown on our run game with Mostert? The run game is coming, folks. Yeah. Yeah. Baldy has become like must. Normally, you always check out his videos because you learn stuff from his videos, but he loves Mike McDaniel and the Dolphins offense in a big time way.
But one thing I did not like about Andrew Hawkins was he kind of felt like he was giving away the blueprint on Mike McDaniels, right?
Well, I get what you're saying, that, you know, that he studies each position and all that kind of
and
stuff.
And he says, if they're going to zig, I'm going to zag
and all that. Yeah.
Because he goes against conventional wisdom. You know,
Do you know exactly how he's going to zag?
You know, you don't know that, but, you know, again, it's one of those things where it's like, you're kind of giving away all his little, again, but it just shows how much and, like, how long he's been preparing for this one job, really. I mean, hell, when you're a wide receiver coach, you tell a guy, look, trust me, you're going to have the best season of your career.
Yeah.
And you go out and he does it. I mean, come on, man. Come on.
That's pretty amazing. It's pretty amazing. Listen to me and you do this, yeah, you'll have the best, and I'll get a head coaching job. Yeah.
And the fact that he said he made them watch Allen Iverson,
yeah,
doing crossovers so they could get off the line quicker. Nobody jammed a receiver for the first 8 weeks.
So let me ask you something.
It's just crazy to me.
We have two Mike McDaniels in town. Who's the other one? Huh? Say it.
Spo?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean,
you don't remember Spo went to football coaches?
Yeah, no.
Went to go talk to coaches in other sports.
Yeah, and then bring it back over to Yeah.
Who did positionless basketball?
Yeah.
Spo. Spo's the guy that said, no. Spo's the guy that ruined the All-Star voting now. Because there's, like, no centers. Nah, we're just going to put three big guys. We're just going to call it big guys. You know? He thought outside the box. It's gone pretty well, right? Just saying. It helps to think outside the box. And maybe that's why Spo is also very successful. That's why players, if you listen to me, James Johnson, you will have the best year of your career. If you listen to me, Hassan, put down the weed. Listen to me. You will have, put down the AK-47. put it down. Listen to me. If you listen to me, you will have the best year of your career. Stop rolling. You know, so those conversations, I just, you know, right there. I mean, didn't they have their best careers, best years under them? Okay, all right. I'm just saying. Didn't Chris Bosh become a three-point shooter? Didn't LeBron James say, oh, you want me to play with my back to the basket? You want me to? Yeah, we need you to do that. We think outside the box here. Just saying. Maybe we got two Mike McDaniels in town. Oh, I'm sorry. Let me rephrase that. Maybe we have two Spos in town because Spo came first. Yeah, yeah. Spo Daniel. We've got Spo Daniel in town. How about that? There you go. Huh? You're only going to get those kind of comparisons on a show like this. Ah, love it. Love it. Appreciate it. Super chat, Devin Jordan, as always. Thank you, my friend. Big O, going to Nas and Wu-Tang concert tonight. Super excited. Wow, I'm jealous. Wu-Tang opening up for Nas. That is awesome. 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 That's fantastic, Devin. I'm jealous. You're what? You're missing Green Day? Where's Green Day? Today? Wait a minute. Green Day's today? I didn't know that. Oh, but it's at Hard Rock. That must be super expensive. Yeah. It is? I didn't know that. They were just here. When did I see them last? I just saw them with the Interrupters at the stadium and all that. It was Weezer. It was the Interrupters, Weezer.
I'm not a big music guy, so I may have the wrong thing.
No, but I'm saying it was Green Day. It was four bands. I'm missing one more. Who was the fourth band? Somebody help me out there. Wow, they were just here. They're here again tonight? I didn't know that. But it's probably super expensive because, man, concerts at the Hard Rock Live, wow, holy crap, they are expensive.
Yes,
22nd. Yeah? Okay. All right. Kurt Warner went off on the haters and brought receipts. You know, Christopher, what are we going to do? You know, somebody sent me this and I forwarded to Poopart, by the way. You remember the discussion that Poopart and I got in about the throw that I was impressed with too, that he threw it between four guys. So he wasn't impressed with it. If you remember, oh, it's not a big deal. So Warner broke it down how impressed he was because it was actually Tyreek going through two windows. And that Tua and him couldn't connect on the first window. And within a millisecond, the second window opens up and that's where they connected. So it's kind of a route that has two windows. And so that's kind of the way the play is. It gives you the option either or. And how he manipulated it and was able to get into the second one. And so he kind of explains it. I sent it a Poop. And then he was like, well, until I see the quarterback angle, I'm not going to be that impressed with it or whatever. So he wasn't giving in at all. Oh, man. Where's Eric Azukama? Corey, you don't need him right now. They're loaded. What are you going to do? You know, there's no reason to complain about not using Eric Azukama. He's a rookie. River Craycraft came in off the practice squad, which is really smart. You don't put Azukama on the practice squad because they'll take him from you. You put Craycraft on the practice squad. You keep your draft pick on the active, and then when you need him, you activate him because really, if the Niners aren't going to take him, then nobody really is. So then you keep him, and guess what? He scored this week. That's smart roster management. That technically you're playing with a 54-man roster by doing that instead of a 53.
Yeah, I was going to say, also, it goes back to what you were saying. You know, I mean, Azukama's still not the special teams guy.
Right.
Craycraft and...
yes.
Oh, what's number 14? I can't think of his name right now.
Oh, Eric. Eazy-E. You talk about...
Sheffield.
Trent Sheffield. Yes.
Sheffield. I'm sorry. Yeah. Yes. So those two help out on And you, as you say, it's very important on the back end of your team.
Yes, you got to have. Yeah, you got to be a two-way.
Guys, if you have Eric Ezukama out there, that's what he does. Then you take a chance with him in special teams.
You're going to see. Now here's what's going to happen, folks. Okay, let me walk you through what's going to end up happening here. There's a couple of people that you're going to see as the season goes on. Eric Ezukama is one of them, but he's a rookie, so they're going to practice him. Make sure mentally he's got everything down, and they're going to give him a package, okay? And then they're going to have him practice that package, and they're going to use it because he's going to wait for specific situations. It might be this week. You never know. But Mike is going to use it. And then the other guy, and go right here on our platform, the Tanner Connor interview is there. I want you to listen to that interview. I want you to check out that interview and listen to how we talk about his game and how he talks about his game. And Tanner Connor's another one of those guys. They're going to prepare, and then they will unleash the Kraken with those two guys. And they will add some element. Tanner will add the speed. Ezukama will add the big physical presence on that team. And I think it'll be also in the run game. We didn't see it in the training camp, but I think that was on purpose. All right? This kid was used as a runner at times at K-State. So I think that's what they saw in him, and I think they'll do some of the Debo stuff with him as the season goes on. So do not be shocked. Ezukama will be unleashed, and so will that tight end Tanner Connor at the same time. You'll see. Not at the same time. What I mean is both will be released at some point or another for something. Yes, sir.
Actually, Wes Welker was asked about Eazy-E today.
And?
I remember seeing it, and I just found it. It was Barry Jackson that sent it out. He said, Welker is really candid and thoughtful with us, with Ezukama. He said, we're not going to do it, play him, until we're comfortable with him being able to execute the way it's needed. It's not the same plays every week like Texas Tech. It's not hand signals on the sidelines.
Right.
So, again, they're just trying to, again, kid's got enough on his plate trying properly, to be a rookie in the NFL.
And now yes.
And again, the other thing is the Dolphins are in win now. You're not trying to train somebody. You know, you're getting
you don't have time for that.
Into practice. You don't have time to throw that on the
Those days are
field.
Over. Yep. Yeah, those days are over. And on top of all of that, remember, in training camp, it's very vanilla. They're not asking him to do a lot of complicated stuff. This is going to be game plan specific every week, and it's going to change over and over again. You can get young guys that are not ready mentally for that. And so they've got to train him. But it will happen. It will happen. Just give him time. I was hoping to have Tyndall by Allen's personal escort for the game. He seems perfect that he can run with them, not get bowled over, and since he has just a spy, he can just react instead of think. Well, I'm sure. And Tyndall's a little banged up too, by the way. Huh? Oh, sick. That's what it is. Yeah. So hopefully, you know, he gets healthy and he can get on the field.
If you do that with Tyndall, then you're basically in a 10-man defense, right?
Yeah.
Because he really doesn't know the whole scheme out there yet. Because again, he's a rookie as well. Like with Eazy-E. Now you're putting him out there. If the Bills kind of see that and then they can start playing around, then you start taking advantage of Tyndall being out there.
Right.
Yeah. You know, so it becomes a possibility if you do that, if you play him way too early.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. I'm with you there. Okay. All right, scores and stats prediction. Tomorrow.
There will be a score, and there's going to be a lot of stats.
Yeah, that is a good prediction. There will be a lot of stats. But tomorrow we will give you our prediction on everything that I think is going to happen in that game. We don't need Eazy out there yet. Craycraft made a nice route adjustment on Tua's rollout. That resulted in six. We have talent. We have a talented roster. We are done forcing rookies to play. Exactly, sir. Rosendo says the O-line allowed Tua time to make his reads and get rid of the ball. There were a few hurries registered, but nothing even in the first half that stood out as problematic. No, the line did a good job overall, man. You know, they'll get better as hopefully as the running game will grow and get better. But, yeah, and this week, man, you got some pass rushers.
Not only that, but also you could – a word that you've been talking a lot about lately is confidence.
Yeah.
I think Tua has confidence in the line now.
Yes.
You see him kind of step up. You'll see him do the spin out every – like, he has confidence in this line to have the ability to step up, step away. Like, in one of the plays, he just kind of drifted two yards away from the – just to give a little bit more time. So, again, it goes back to him having confidence also in his offensive line.
Yeah, I'm with you there. There's no doubt. It's incredibly important. By the way, Sloman's is a proud sponsor of our program, 1-800-ALARM-ME. We love Alarmo. He goes everywhere we go. And, hey, listen, I just left my home, set my alarm, my Sloman's alarm, and I had my hands full. And let me show you something. Because I always tell you, like, when you come into the house and let's say you've got some bags or whatever, and, you know, you got to open the car, the house, the door in the house, and then you're balancing your bags, and you got to hit the alarm key, right? Excuse me, to turn it off. So how about this, folks? So today I was actually leaving, and my hands were all loaded. So I just said, you know what, man? I'll set the alarm when I sit down in the car. And sure enough, you know, I locked the car. I locked the house. I got my stuff in the car. When I sat down, I pulled out my phone. Boom, I turned on my alarm. That's it. So convenient, man. I'm telling you. And right now, folks, we're going to give away a free doorbell camera to the first 40 Big O listeners. The phones always ring when we do this. 1-800-ALARM-ME. And listen, we're in 14 different states, so we could be in your state. So call 1-800-ALARM-ME. You might be paying for another company that's not going to give you the kind of service. Sloman's has been taking care of Americans for over 100 years now. I think they know how to do this, and they do it the right way. Sean's experienced it. I have. We both have our homes protected by Sloman's. And by the way, the panel is so easy to use and set everything. I'm telling you, check it out. 1-800-ALARM-ME, folks, and we'll give you that free doorbell camera when you mention the Big O. Plus, professional installation, and when you use our low-cost central station monitoring, you're going to get an LED touchscreen pad, a motion detector, 3 arm doors, and a backup battery, man. So if you're one of the first 40 Big O listeners right now, 1-800-ALARM-ME for the Sloman's home security. All right. 855-912-1056 if you want to get in on the Welt and Rayom text line. That's 855-912-1056 if you want to get in on the Welt and Rayom text line. You can also reach out to us on Twitter. That's at Big O Show. Follow us there as always. Good afternoon, Big O and Sean and everybody. Kane's 1989 in the house. Let's see. Mo says, can someone tell me the problem with Jalen Phillips? There's no problem with Jalen Phillips. He's playing. I mean, it doesn't mean that he has to get sacks every single time. They'll come, dude. That happens sometimes with pass rushers, but he's still making plays. He's still pressuring. He's still getting pretty damn close to the quarterback and rushing him.
Yeah, and then also now offenses are prepared for him a little bit more.
Yeah,
They're preparing for him, I'm sorry, not necessarily – prepared for him, but now he's that, you know, got to watch 15 on Miami, this and that. So it gets a little harder now.
Yeah. Yeah. He'll be fine. He's playing hard, man. Look at him, watch him. And he's playing. It's not like he's lost and all that stuff. He's fine. They're 2-0, man. They just came back against the Ravens and I'm good. There's not much to complain about right now, to be quite honest. Corey says, if we lose to Buffalo, the haters are going to be chirping about the same old Miami, and it's stupid because Buffalo's top 3 team in the NFL. Like I said, Corey, it depends on how you lose. Okay? That's really what it's all about. David says, 14 years ago today, the Dolphins unveiled the Wildcat offense. Holy crap. Where does time go? Yeah. It was 14 years ago. That is crazy, isn't it? Dolphin Dynasty says, that's why Tua had to do a spin move to buy himself time to throw that TD to Craycraft to start the comeback. Tua made that line look way better than it was. He was throwing with guys in his face. Yeah, but they did a much better job. They've done a much better job in the first 2 weeks than they've done for him in 2 years.
So, I have not seen him sacked on a handoff yet.
No, no. That's funny. That's funny. That Tua was getting pressured as he was handing the ball off. I've never seen that in my life. When I saw that last year, I just like, okay, this, it's over. It's over. You can't succeed that way. Who the hell's going to succeed if they're pressuring you when you're handing off the ball? But no, let's overlook that. It's Tua's fault. That's what everybody's answer was for 2 years. Nah, it's Tua's fault. It's Tua's fault. It's Tua's fault. We're going to take a break. Like, you're ready for hour number two. It's Tua's fault that we're taking that break. Nah, it's a one-minute break. Hour number two from Hialeah Park. Jay Skursky will join us in this hour. We'll get a little Bills preview, Dolphins and Bills from Jay Skursky from the Buffalo News at 4:30 right here on the Big O Radio Show on the Sports Talk 305 Network.